Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we want to talk about flight follies, basically crazy crap that happened to you on a plane.
Like crazy.
It's there have already been 3,000 unruly air passengers this year.
I thought people are losing it.
And I thought it would get better because we're coming out of it. It's more fun. No, it's getting.
I think we've lost touch with reality.
Decorum.
Agree.
And I think people don't know how to handle their booze.
There's that, yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Like, there was somebody who just got tackled trying to get into the cockpit. Just like,
what are you still? What are
I don't know. And they're just drunk, or they took a bunch of edibles and they just get on the plane and
go
it's
right
like,
to the cockpit.
Yeah,
I see what they're doing with the most airlines don't allow alcohol right now unless you're like first class or whatever, but. I think it's doing the opposite, where people get wild before
super
their
hammered
flight
in the
wow.
airport,
so that they because they're like, "Well, I'm not going to have it for 4 hours on this flight, so let me."
At DIA, a lot of those bars will sell you a to go.
Get out!
Oh yeah, you can walk up to your gate with a to go drink.
Didn't know that.
Because when we were going to Mexico, we were like, "Oh man, they're not serving anything on the plane." And in comes this family, and they all had Mai Tais, and I was like, "Wait, what? I could have done that." Because all your restaurants were allowed to serve to goes during the pandemic.
They still are.
That's never going away, is it?
They're giving it a shot, I think, right now, and going to see how it goes. But I think it's here to stay.
Dang.
I kind of dig that.
I do too.
But so we want to hear. Like Amber had a kind of a weird experience on a plane. My wife and I had a really weird experience on a plane. We want to hear what happened to you. Was it violent? Did somebody hit on you? Did you watch somebody join the Mile High Club?
Oh, there was that other story about the woman who gave birth on the flight, and Diplo was on it.
Wait, did I know this one?
It was Diplo's kid?
No.
Oh.
Did he help deliver?
He has a very sarcastic sense of humor, okay. So he claimed that he did, but I don't know if he was joking around or not.
Did she name it Diplo?
I know, usually that's...
She should have.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah,
where's the
pictures.
Baby? What is it a citizen of if you're born midair?
Of the world.
Good answer.
It's not okay. If you've had a flight folly, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. What happened to you now?
There was a lady, and she had a kid, and he was listening to his iPad without headphones.
Obviously, that is so maddening. My kid doesn't like to wear headphones. Like, well, then they don't get to hear their iPad. You know?
Thank you.
Sorry.
And then I don't remember if it was, she wasn't wearing her mask right, and he wasn't wearing a mask at all, and he didn't have headphones. So the flight attendant was like, nice, but basically it was like, lady, get it together. We start taxiing out. She gets up while the plane's moving, opens the overhead bin, and starts digging around her bag. And they're like, ma'am, you have to sit down. She's like, well, you tell me I need to get headphones. You tell me I need a mask. I'm just doing what you told me.
Oh, she's
and
a
starts
victim.
Throwing a fit. And they're like, well, we're moving, and you're you
everyone
need to sit
knows
down.
That.
Yeah.
You don't do you anything don't while.
To, right. And she got frustrated, like they were giving her mixed signals. It was just like, really, lady, are we going to do this?
Steve has friends who are flight attendants, and I just want to say, you're heroes.
For
like,
real.
To deal with the a-holes
yes.
who, like, just fall apart. Would you do that in your own car or in your own house?
Right.
You wouldn't. So why do you think you can do it here?
Thank you.
What do you...
Right.
What, So when I was on our flight back from Mexico, we had, my wife and I did not get to sit together because it was like Southwest or whatever. She got the seat next to, I don't want to say they were terrorists, but she was writing stuff in her journal like, I feel close to the zygote, which she was like this 60-year-old lady, so there's no way she had a baby inside of her.
Ooh.
And then she was like, they will soon know the pain. Blood will rain down on all. Like, she was writing this stuff in big, scary letters in her journal. Then, and I can't do this well, but like, you can't do it on the air, but she would yawn and she would bring her hands down in the shape of a gun.
Creepy.
So she had to get up. My wife had to get up and go to the flight attendants, explain what was going on. So then they go and find, they didn't make it obvious, but they clearly went and found the people on the plane who have
kept an eye on them, or
there's always a marshal on pretty much every plane. So from that moment forward, we felt like somebody with a gun, because then they would get up and go to the bathroom at the front of the plane and stand, and you're not supposed to stand there.
Right.
They're like right next to the cockpit and stand there, and they would both go at the same time.
Ew.
And you're just like, the whole time I'm like, this is going to be a Flight 93 thing. I'm going to scream, let's roll, and we're going to all have to like run after these idiots.
Yeah,
nothing happened, but
still,
it was a 4-hour nightmare flight for me. So, we want to hear yours, maybe a little more fun, maybe some relations on the plane. If you have a flight folly story, we'd love to hear about it. Sarah?
Yay.
Flight follies, what happened to you?
So I was on a family trip with my, you know, my whole family, and my mom's a doctor, and it was that crazy moment of, is there a doctor on the board?
Oh, no.
And I woke her up, and I was like, Mom, like, you know, they need a doctor. Turns out someone went into a coma on the flight, and the pilot, you know, asked for a doctor, and he said, we don't want to do an emergency landing. It's going to cost so much money. Can you keep them alive until we land? And we were going to Florida, so I don't know, a couple hour flight, and she kept them alive, and we landed, and they took them off the plane, and my mom was like, this is a vacation. Can I catch a break?
Wow, wait. He go on the PA?
No, I think he probably told the mom in confidence. They're like, all right, let's take a vote on your plane.
It's going to cost a lot of money. We're just going to hope he makes it.
You want to set it down or you want to get to Disney World? So does she know that he lived beyond that?
Say that again?
Did she ever like keep up with the person and see if they're still alive?
Yeah, she, you know, they didn't have like a first aid kit on the plane, and she was able to get oxygen, and somehow, I don't know, I mean, I was pretty young, but she kept them alive, and
that's cool.
They barely made it, but they got help and everything was fine. So
wow,
I've never heard that. Is there a doctor on the plane announcement? That's cool. Thank you for the call,
mom's
Sarah.
Mom's a hero.
Karen?
Yay.
Flight follies, what happened to you?
I'm actually a flight attendant, so I could tell you stories for days. But
one
in particular, since you want something more funny than serious, going to Vegas one time, this big old burly guy goes into the lavatory, and then right behind him, his girl falls in with him.
Oh, no.
So, of course, we were putting up any of that crap, so we were knocking on the door, and they weren't answering, so we opened the door, and they're going out, and we stopped them. We said, this is a family environment. You need to get back to your seats. And they were so embarrassed after that, they didn't even try the game.
You can open the door even when it's locked, right?
Oh, yes, we can. Mm-hmm. And if you're not answering, we think maybe there's a problem in there, you know. And this isn't the first time we've had people trying to do relations in the laboratory. That happens quite regularly, but Vegas seems to be the hot spot is going to Vegas.
Do you ever just let it happen? You ever just, like, give these people a mulligan, like, let them have their Mile High moment?
There was one time that happened, and I didn't know if maybe the person was going in there to assist the person. Maybe they were disabled or something, so we didn't do anything. But then they came out, like, 10, 15 minutes later, and we're like, okay, that's not going to happen again. But we did kind of let it happen because we weren't sure exactly what was going on. Because every once in a while, you might have a disabled person that needs help. You don't know that.
There's but no the room.
There is.
How are you getting anything done?
Right.
It's nasty. Like,
no. And it, yes.
Those don't really get cleaned, right?
No.
Well, those bathrooms have been used all day. The lavatories are filthy. I wouldn't do it anyway in there, but even if you could, there is not any room. And you often, when they're in there, you hear them banging around because you know they're hitting into the walls.
That's so...
I would do it in the galley, Karen.
Yeah.
I would do it in your area.
That's the actual spot. There's a curtain. Yep. Smells like cookies. I'm doing it in the galley.
Warm, wet towel.
Yes.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.